Take five.
Take five. Hey everyone, I'm Eric Gouge.
I'm Jamie Gouget.
And we are the podcast Small Town Talk. We live in Edmonds, Washington, and we thought that it'd be cool to start a podcast about living here and all the areas around it. Huh.
Yeah. So, we're going to be doing some cool segments. We're going to do a police blotter of the week, and we're going to do some interviews of cool local businesses.
And we're also going to just tell you about things to do in Edmonds that maybe you didn't know. I mean,
it's even local areas.
And it's not Edmonds anymore. There's like tons of stuff to do now.
It got woke.
So funny story, when we were all growing up here, like all of our parents had like all of their parents, our grandparents were all still living here, and it was like retirement community, and everyone was like, I can't wait to get out of Edmonds. It was like, right? Remember, like every single one of us and our friends were like, Edmonds, we can't wait to leave this place.
I'm on, what's the alt Wikipedia?
alt Wikipedia?
No, it's like a...
I don't know. I didn't know there was another Wikipedia. Isn't Wikipedia...
I'll think of it later.
Like, Wikipedia is, like, already, like...
It's like you can put slang into it. And,
I thought that was Wikipedia. Like, you just put fake stuff in it.
There's, like, another one that's, like, for...
Urban Dictionary?
Yeah. So, I'm published in Urban Dictionary.
What are you published about in the Urban Dictionary?
Edmonds.
Edmonds?
Yeah.
So if we looked it up right now, Edmonds.
Well, my maiden name is Wilson.
Look it up, Jamie Wilson on Urban Dictionary. Just put in
Edmonds, and I say Edmonds.
And it's the slang is Edmonds. What's that? What year was that?
Ooh, like 2005, maybe. It was a long time ago.
The birth of the internet.
Yeah, and I was like. It's fine.
You were still on like 20-minute downloads for songs?
Yeah, I was on the Napster. Or LimeWire.
LimeWire.
Ooh, LimeWire was sometimes better.
It was always better. Napster was horrible.
Well, everyone was like, ooh, if you were cool, you were on Napster. But then everyone actually in secret used LimeWire.
Just secretly on their computer.
Yeah, they're like oh, no, yeah I used Napster.
Until, like, Napster went under, and then people were like, oh, no, shit, I use LimeWire. No, I don't touch Napster.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, LimeWire was way more legit.
So there you go. We live in a town that used to be called Edmonds. Now all of us have grown up, and our parents have all moved out of Edmonds. A bunch of them have. And now it's all becoming young again, and all the kids, and we have two kids, and all of our friends have kids now, or having kids, it seems like. We're a pretty good chunk of them.
Yeah. Almost.
No, it's a pretty good chunk of kids.
Yeah, I guess it's a good kids. Chunk.
Like, you can count them on more than one hand.
Yeah, that's true.
So by that point, I would say...
I think it means we're old.
We're old in our 30s. 30 years old. 31 years old. Oh my gosh.
Thanks for giving that spoiler away.
Spoiler alert. First teaser.
We are 31.
So we're going to just talk about things that are fun to do in Edmonds and in all around. Mostly based for people our age with kids, I think. Because I don't know if I'm really into that hip drive that all those young kids are doing now.
No.
And I'm not into other stuff that all of our parents are doing.
Absolutely not. You mean the senior center?
The senior center?
No, we're not into the senior center. Absolutely not. We are into food. We are into...
What's our top restaurant right now in Edmonds?
It will and probably always will be Pulo.
Do you think it's a Pulo?
What would yours be?
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about Pulo right now. I mean, I think 5 is kind of on my. No, not even. I don't.
5 for lunch.
Oh yeah, for lunch, on
not your on dinner menu never.
But
changes.
Not on Sundays. Don't go to 5 on Sundays because it's closed.
I think it's closed on lunch on the weekends.
Oh, and Saturdays too. What? Who does that? Why?
It's just strange. Like, why wouldn't you be open on the weekends?
It's like, so, it's like, all I want is like a pear and gorgonzola pizza.
I'm like, that's Caesar salad.
It's like Saturday. Yeah. Just open up on Saturdays.
If you're listening, 5, open up on Saturdays.
Please, we want to eat your food.
Close on Mondays and Tuesdays for lunch.
No one's going to be there on Monday. Everyone wants to go on Saturday and Sunday.
After the market, they want to go.
Oh my gosh. Just give me that pizza all day long.
So annoying.
I think 5 for lunch is definitely up there. Had it yesterday. It was very good. So good. But you know what? What's our favorite pizza place?
Aviva.
Aviva.
If you have not been to Aviva, it is on the waterfront, just north of 190 Sunset, just north of the train station in that strip mall. The sweetest little Italian couple owns it. It is the best wood-fired pizza you will ever have. It is so good.
And some other good food that we got here that we're going to be talking about through our trials and tribulations on this podcast and going in, hopefully interviewing these people is, I think, Cheesemonger's Table. Strom.
We love that place.
Strom. We love Cheesemonger's Table.
We'll be voting for you.
Well, your cheese is good, so I guess we're going to vote for you. And then what else we have here? We got Bar Dojo.
Oh yeah, we like that.
Good
place.
Good Asian tacos.
And Awaka, Casa Awaka.
Oh yeah,
the new Mexican place
of the Five
Bar
Corners.
Dojo.
That's really good. Definitely better than the place that was there before.
Yeah, for sure. Dimitri's.
A little tapas and some sangria. I like how we go to Dimitri's all the time and you've never drank sangria ever.
I just don't like it.
It does seem creepy just having fruit on the wall, like in a jar.
In your wine. I'm like, and just how, give me the wine sans fruit.
And the thing I always say, I'm like, how long has that fruit been in there? Like,
it seems
sketchy. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just not a sangria person.
But Dimitri's has good food.
Yeah,
definitely.
The firecracker shrimp.
Off the hook. Oh my gosh. I never. Oh, and by the way, if you're going to listen to this as well, you need to get back on Uber Eats, please. Please. Life destroyed.
You really ruined one of our date nights. At home.
At home, because we have a 2-year-old and a 3-month-old. And, you know, there's a bunch of different restaurants too.
And it won't even be just restaurants. I think Scratch Distillery.
Yep, Scratch for sure. Awesome place owned by Kim.
Some breweries.
Yep, breweries.
Salish.
We got Gallagher's, Salish. We've got what's the other one down the water that I can never remember the name of? I don't know what it's called. Man, it's like it's next to the train track.
Is it American?
Oh, American Brewery. Yeah, that's what it's called.
Am I wrong?
No, you're right. You're right about that.
I love their beer.
And then we got bars in Edmonds now. You know, we got Rory's. We've got Tacky Tiki.
Daphne's.
Desmond.
We all love Desmond.
Desmond.
If
is
you've
the
been
man.
In Edmonds at all and you've been to Daphne's, you know Desmond.
Yes, you do. And he makes a mean Moscow mule.
Slap it.
Slap it. Just ask if a token of advice. If you ever are in Edmonds, you need to go to Daphne's and you just need to ask Desmond for a Moscow mule and you just say, slap it.
He will slap it so hard for you.
He knows what that means. So, yeah, so we're going to just talk about a bunch of different places in Edmonds and over the next
forever
episodes, we're just going to travel Edmonds and interview people and tell you about Edmonds. And also, we happen to be in real estate, so we'll tell you what's going on for real estate, too, every once in a while if we feel like it.
But we're not going to bore you.
Yeah, because that can be pretty boring. And we're also going to travel into the big city sometimes. Oh no, I hear a
Here
dog.
comes my guard dog.
Oh, great. We have a dog. His name's Gunner. Okay. Oh, yeah, there he is. Just
He's sneezing. We're
sneeze-a-palooza.
also maybe going to go to other small towns and interview other businesses.
Yeah, we probably won't interview the businesses, but we'll probably go to other small towns and talk about what we went there and did. Maybe we'll interview people. But yeah, so that's kind of what we're gonna do. And this is just our first foray into podcasting ever. So
And we're nervous.
we're just kind of getting the
We're
hang of
so
it. Like, I feel
nervous.
like we're just really rambling right now.
We might be rambling.
And but I guess you gotta start somewhere, right? So check us out, probably our
Small
episodes.
town talk.
Small Town Talk. We are gonna be all over Facebook. We're gonna start a page.
Instagram.
Instagram. Yeah. Oh, Instagram. Yeah.
Eric just found out about Instagram yesterday.
And we're just gonna be having a good time.
Maybe Twitter.
Oh, I think Twitter's dead.
No, I'm all about Twitter. Only smart people are on Twitter.
All's I see is so and so just tweeted for the first time in months.
No, Twitter is for smart people. All the funny people are on Twitter.
Well, I'm not on Twitter, so.
That's why you asked me to join this podcast. Turns out. Funny one. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
I'm the funny one. Edit this out.
Don't know if I'm gonna. No, I'm not gonna edit any of this. I think we're just gonna go through it no matter what. Oh, see, and then now our
So
dog
we'll be
whines.
locking our dog up for every
Thought he
podcast.
was locked up. I don't know how he got out.
Where was he locked up?
In the bedroom. Boom, boom, boom. He's really smart. All right, well, that's it for
This
tonight.
is Smart Town Talk.
And we will see you all next week with our first real life podcast interview, hopefully.
Jamie Gouger.
And Eric Gouge.
What's our outro?
Peace.
No.
Why
No.
not?
We should have like a small town talk. Small town
Okay. Oh,
talk.
so if you're out there and you are musically inclined, if you could just make us an intro and outro, that would be amazing.
I am musically inclined. I don't understand the problem.
So yeah, like I said, if you're musically inclined, just let us know. Eric Gouge on
Small
Instagram, Jamie Loves
town
Cabo on
talk.
Instagram. Hit us up. We'll
Small town talk. Vote for your favorite version at Jamie Loves Cabo.
Or just write one that sounds really good. All right. Thanks for listening to us ramble, and we will see you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.